Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Young Maine, 35 riders. Let's go.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
can we get some more? Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
Sun, rain, sleet, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's the name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why I run.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
ain't going get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why I run.
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept busting. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
Why I run.
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on pay the foe. I had nothing, so I jumped off in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped off in the rap game. Young Maine can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run this city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing, kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts.
That's why
I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke.
That's why
I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle, legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own.
Everybody around me getting money,
getting money, getting money.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money,
getting money.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money,
getting money.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money.
Hey, miss me when it's by them niggas, miss me by them bitches too. I don't give a fuck what niggas say, it's what would niggas do. I was swerving in and out of traffic, thinking about what happened to my nigga, cause he getting loot.
Getting money.
More money problem, the truth.
Yeah.
Sometimes you win and you lose, depend on the way that it's due. I just been puffing the green, trying to get rid of the blues. I'ma just tell you some things, you put yourself on my shoes. Looking at my nigga, he just bought a new Bent and he got his shit sitting on four. Getting money and he trying to get more. Nigga grinding that dealer, we broke. But you know about it, it ain't always how it go. How you going about it? Little baby girl, give a show. I'ma throw a thousand, thousand.
Everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money. Getting money. Everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money. Getting money. Everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money. Getting money. Everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money.
Hey, if you ready, say you ready. I'm already getting blunted and fatty. Man, you want it and it's plenty. You gon' jump up, but it's deli. I'ma tell you niggas something. Look, I'm heavy. They don't hear me. Niggas catch you when they wanna know what's really good. That nigga swivel stud. Firm, firm. But a nigga might still turn on you. Nigga might still burn you like I knew they would. I'm like, fuck them niggas. Tell them niggas to do. Heard them lies, all them lies. But my niggas the truth. Jumping out of motherfucking jeeps. I throw the keys to the valley and tell them motherfuckers peace. Slap on 20 for the feet. Man, you know I gotta eat. Bone, bone, appetite. Cologne strong from the reef. Spray, spray. In your face. Olay, nigga. Nah, every time I did it, all I did was see too many people with it. What I do, switch it up and make it new.
No, motherfucker.
I put it all on the line for me and mine, nigga.
Everybody around me getting money. 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 Everybody around me getting money.
I done told them people once, I gotta tell them people twice, nigga. Life is but a gamble, gotta roll and shake the dice, nigga. Risk about everything and they got his price, nigga. Sacrifice, nigga. Advice, nigga. I'm never minding what they say, I'm grinding. Half pipe, nigga. Got my wins all in alignment, roll right, nigga. I'm trying to buy that shit, hold tight, nigga. And if I play you to the left, then you ain't right, nigga. I'm about to bring the whole bag. When it come to his, I'm about to kill him with my old batch. 16, 16. Pop a hold that, nigga. Trying to say the game, but you can't load that. Swear my life just like a movie, can you play the role back? Everything is by chance, cause you can't control that. Bless my niggas, we all on it, put it all on the line.
Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money. Everybody around me getting money, everybody around me getting money.
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Cut goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Host Onyx, back with you 2015. Also the host and homie Golden Fleece.
Ooh.
What's up?
2015, man. We survived the holiday season, survived the new year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you, Onyx. Happy New Year to Lamont and everybody out there. You know what I'm saying? 2015. Man. Time flying right now. I can't even front.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like my month of January is already gone because I have to plan ahead. My son's birthday is at the end of the month. And, you know, just with the scheduling and everything. So it's just crazy. Definitely Happy New Year to you. I just realized just now before we broadcast, and oh, my God, I didn't even get to, there the other day, I was like, I didn't even tell you Happy New Year's, but it's just been crazy. And Happy New Year's, Lamont, as well. Our technician, he was definitely holding down today more than I could. He was off doing so many other
things. Today's been a long day.
It's been a long day, definitely. But shout out to everybody that went to work today or made some moves or had a, you know, had something going on to where it was a long day. Shout out to you for out there making it happen and being on your grind and not, you know, lounging around and whatnot for the new year. So shout out. And then so this is still, again, we're back. It's 2015. We're hoping to progress just as you are and do bigger and better things. This is the station via Global14.com, Jermaine Dupri's social networking site. So be sure to go over there and check it out. Holler at him. And he is on there. That is his avatar that you see, the JD. So he will respond if you're on there and active. And also, this we do have opportunities coming up. The last episode that we had, the last broadcast, rather, we had was at the end of the year. our last show for 2014 in mid-December, and we had the indie unsigned artists come on, and we have some records that we'll play tonight from that episode. I keep saying episode, but that's what it is, from the episode,
yeah,
from our live broadcast.
Yeah.
And, yes, for you indie artists
too
that are listening,
that was
it was a good one. We had DJ Chill. Chill,
mm-hmm,
from out of Houston, Texas. He's DJ Screw's best friend. You know, they started the whole Screw thing before, you know, he was there when that whole movement began back 20 and or so years ago. So shout out to him for coming through. And he said he'd come back anytime. And then we got invited to be on his show with him called Damage
Which
Control.
Was dope.
So, yes, and they are a mess. But Damage Control with Zeke. So out of Houston, Texas, live broadcasting. So you guys, if you want that opportunity, be sure to hit us up and we'll let you know how you can email DJ Chill as well, so you can, you know, get that your music to him. So, but right now I want to pass the mic to you, Golden, so you can let them know how they can get their music on our show as well.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Make sure you hit us up on our social networks. You know, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. Onyx is Onyx254 on Instagram. On Twitter, I'm the Golden Fleece on Instagram and on Twitter. You can hit us up on global14.com. And generally, what we like to do is if you send us a private message, that would be great. So you can use the DM, the inboxes, and just hit us up with your music. We all ask to let us know a little bit about yourself so we can introduce you the correct way. We want to tell everybody what the name of your project is. If you got a mixtape or EP, whatever you got coming out, this is the single off of that, you know what I'm saying? So we make sure we introduce you right, tell us a little bit about it, but you can hit us up anytime. And what we'll do is if we can't get everybody in on the next show, of course we space it out, we may get you in on the next show, but we're going to get you
mm-hmm.
in. That's the, you know, the bottom line. We're definitely going to do that. But hit us up on our social networks. Shit, I think we're going to start a Pinterest too, man. I've been kind of looking at Pinterest, yo, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to talk to O about Pinterest because this shit is kind of dope, man. It's a lot of ill ways to use it. You know what I'm saying? I don't
the
know
Tumblr
if it has
or the Pinterest?
Fox or anything like that.
Oh, you mean the Tumblr or the Pinterest?
Right, the Pinterest app. The Pinterest app
is
pretty dope. Like, I've been figuring out, like, we could find different people, like, that's in tune to the same thing we're doing
Absolutely.
On the radio show, you know what I'm saying, and
mm-hmm.
connect with them that way, put up pictures of our guests and things, you know what I'm saying, and it just, another network to help you find, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. I've been looking into it. It's a pretty cool app.
Absolutely. I definitely like Pinterest. I've used it a couple of times just to look at and get some ideas, and it's definitely, I enjoy that more than I do a Facebook. I mean, I'm just not a fan of Facebook. I've never been afraid to say that. They get their money, and it's a great tool, but I'm on there for different reasons. So if any time I can get a network or get connected with something that's solely for the purpose of what I'd like to use it for, and I can really connect with the people that are like-minded, if you will, it's a good thing. So, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got to look at that. The Tumblr, like you said, the Tumblr and the Pinterest thing.
Right,
so.
Right.
And so, yeah, we got to up that. And then,
and then
the
we
YouTube
connect
site.
Them all together. We
yeah,
can connect them
yeah.
all together. So
yeah.
Whoever's on Pinterest can find us on Pinterest. Whoever's on Tumblr can find us on Tumblr. We'll connect that with our, you know, this
yeah.
year, you're going to be able to definitely find everything we're doing when we go on our trips. We make sure we take pictures, get interviews, exclusives, things like that,
mm-hmm.
and have a place to put them so y'all can check them out.
That's right, no doubt. So just some upcoming tidbits for you. We're definitely going to have Music Soul Child is scheduled to come on. This first quarter, we have also Glasses Malone, who's going to stop by. We think Bigger the Figure is supposed to come through at one point. So these next couple of broadcasts, hopefully we'll have some of your favorites and get some, we always get some great information, viable information, if you will, as well as there's always some type of opportunity. We always seem to unmask that somehow. So if you're listening and you're in tune and you're catching the broadcast on Wednesday nights or you're playing them back, make sure that you do network and reach out to these people when they've given you this outlet to do it. When we provided this outlet to do it for you, I'm sorry. That's what I meant to say.
No, it's huge. I was explaining that to somebody the other day. I was like, look, you know, some of these people that are in L.A., New York, you know, Atlanta, anywhere they mm-hmm. come from that you can't talk to, you can't call their offices, you can't ask them a bunch of questions, you know. When they come on the show, you're available to do all that. You know, you could call mm-hmm. in, ask them, you know, I'm an artist from here. Can I send you some music? You know, it just doesn't happen like that in their offices. You can't just say, be like, hey, I want to talk to so-and-so, and they patch you through, and then you can have a conversation with them. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
We provide you with that every Wednesday night. You know what I'm saying? So tell a friend to tell a friend if they're interested in anything entertainment. We're going to have somebody that they rock with on. I mean, look at the Laurieann Gibson show. You know, she's a choreographer. And the kids that were falling up here, they were taking time out from their jobs, from their 9-to-5, like sneaking in the back alley, like, oh, my God, I'm on the phone with her. You know, they would never get to connect with her like that. So, you know, take advantage of it, man. We're doing it for y'all. You know, we network with these people ourselves. So it's nothing to be, you know, taken lightly, because I'm telling you, if I could have got meetings like that back in the day,
okay.
Gotta listen
that's what
to
I'm saying.
Every radio show, like, hey, I could talk to so and so. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't have. I would never
utilize the platform.
Yeah, please do. Yes, and then they there's so many who've given out their emails and have really, you know, if they're on this show, they're legit, and we're not gonna bring somebody on here that we wouldn't do business with, or that we're not rocking with. So. For the most, I mean, pretty much everybody we've had on here, we've built a relationship and continued to network and have continued to nourish that relationship, if you will. So, definitely tune in and link up with these folks. So, again, tonight really is just like a welcome back. Is this the icebreaker for 2015?
Right.
I guess that's what it is. I hope you all enjoyed your holidays and are looking forward to some bigger and better things this rest of the year. You know, there's a lot of conferences this next time coming up in March and April. You got all these conferences coming up again, music conferences. So hopefully we'll have maybe somebody from the conferences come on. Who knows? But definitely you guys should be Googling and getting ready for their South by Southwest panels and your DJs United Conference and your Southern Entertainment Awards Conference and your Core DJs Conference and all of those. So take advantage and network now so that when you get there, you can already have a leg up on the others that haven't. So hopefully you'll take that information and run with it. What else is new? You know what? What happened? Oh, yeah. So I never watched the Nellyville show. And I had an opportunity to watch that. I think it was like one of these days off I had off. I think it might have been New Year's Day. And I really liked that show. Nelly.
I have not caught one episode.
I like
it.
Yes. If you get a chance,
it's good.
Watch
and I just haven't seen it yet.
It is. And it's not like, it kind of reminded me of T.I., you know, Family Hustle, but it wasn't as adventurous, if you will. You know, they're not always going on a journey, you know, adventure or whatever, but there is something in it. You know, I just enjoy those type of reality dreams. Haven't looked at Urban Hip Hop since the first episode of Hollywood. I haven't looked at that, but I did like the Nellyville show, and I meant to text you too, and I was watching it to see if you had checked out and you liked it, but I definitely liked it. And tonight,
I have not got to check it out yet. And you know I'm usually up on it, and it's just like over the holidays from Thanksgiving, it's just been like around, you know, hang family and stuff. Like I miss so many different things that, you know, are coming on television. Like I'm catching up on shows like on the internet and stuff like that. So I'm gonna definitely have to go back and see Nelly. I done missed Love and Hip Hop New York, about 3 episodes of that I haven't even
seen. I didn't even know that was back. Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, it's back.
So Hollywood's over?
I caught like the first two. I caught like the first two, but I just been out of the loop, man. For real, been just like really running around. So I gotta sit down, catch Nellyville, catch up with Love and Hip Hop New York, and whatever else is going on out there to talk about.
Yeah, see, I didn't even know they was back and doing the New York joint. I try to watch at least one just so I can know who's on there. So when I hear, you know, the little stories and everything, and we need to report out, if you will, or speak about it, I can kind of have an idea. I don't want to just not know who's at all on the cast and just not even be able to talk with you about it. But, yeah, I didn't even know they was back. But you know what else tonight premieres? A show called Empire. My brother was telling me about this, and I didn't even know. So that starts at 9, 8 p.m. Central. So I hope to be able to catch that with the Taraji and Terrence Howard. Now, is that looks like it's a runoff of Hustle and Flow. Is that what the show, the movie was called, Hustle
it's
and Flow?
It's not a runoff of Hustle
it
and Flow.
It looks like that almost.
But right, and you know, you got the same people in it, and
yeah.
But apparently,
she was like,
you know,
she started
show.
It. Yeah, because they have like a baby at the beginning, and she started the business or whatever. And you know, in the movie, she had the baby, and she had, you know, started some things when he was, you know, had to get locked up. So
I mean, together, I don't. It has anything to do with that, but I may be mistaken. Remember when we were at the Revo conference? They actually had a premiere of it there.
Yeah, you're right. You're
they
right.
They had a private
right.
screening of it there, and the director was there. And basically, I think it's just like he's a mogul. She's in jail, and when she gets out of jail, she wants her peace. But the controversy that's been going on with it is 50 Cent. Is basically saying that biting on that comes on Stars, which is Power, which is a very popular show, except the guy in Power is not a music exec. He's a club owner. But he's saying that it's kind of the same premise. But it starts tonight. We'll see. I'm interested in watching it because it's about shit that, you know, we're interested in. So we'll see
Absolutely.
How Terrence and Taraji do. But I heard it was cool. I heard it was cool from the people that I know they saw the first episode or whatever have you, so we'll see.
Yeah, I would definitely want to be able to check that out. And if not, I know they're going to replay it for me to check it out at some point. So, I'm going to try to check that show out. So that's what's new, I guess, on that side. What in the entertainment or music world, and I hope I don't sound too downish, like I'm being lazy-ish on the phone because I feel like I'm not being, you know, and energetic, but I'm tired. Today was a long day. Y'all don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
It was a long day. It was a long day today, for real.
I'm trying to be pumped, but sometimes you have those long days.
I'm sure, you know, the audience that's listening to the show, they might be listening to the show laid on their couch. Damn, I checked them out, but they might be laid up. You know, sometimes you have those type of dates, you know what I'm saying? And for some reason, today has been a long day. You know, it's crazy. Like, even though we're talking about this, I was to grocery earlier, right? And there was a lady in the line in front of me. She was saying the same thing. I don't know. I wish the day would be over. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, maybe it's the everybody woke up to 12 people being shot in Paris, you know what I'm saying? And it just started off a gloomy day for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that was some bad news. Rest about life over there in Paris, France. But you know, today people woke up to that news. Like, oh shit!
Yeah.
Right. And then they saw people getting shot. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that had something to do. No, who knows? But it's a lot of crazy shit going on in the world. So you know, sometimes it takes a toll on people's, you know, mindset, like, fuck, you know what I'm saying? And it can ruin your day waking up to see 12 people get murked for no fucking reason, but
it definitely can, and it's just it makes you be aware. I had to attend a seminar, or if you will, and it just made me uncomfortable even being in that like little auditorium, kind of like the college setting where you had the chair, you got to pull, you know, you got to roll it's like they have the chairs together. You got to sit out and roll in the chair. And I was like, now, what if something happened? Where's the quickest way I can move out of here? But that's what my mind was at when I went in there, because I'm like, I don't do a lot of people around me anyway, but
right.
I need to know how to maneuver out of this joint. So it was just to piggyback off that, it's a shame. That was what my mind was, my escape route. If somebody come through these doors blasting and acting crazy or whatever, but and it was at a college, so you know, I was like I need to be able to move swiftly. But also the what happened, the Selma movie is coming out, so there's a good highlighting Dr. King. You know, his birthday is coming up. It's going to be January 19th this month. I need to make sure, let me Google that and make sure I'm saying it right, but I believe Dr. King's birthday is January 19th. Let me see real quick. I know that's bad, but shoot.
Got to double
I wanna
check
make
that.
It, yeah, I'm right. January 19th. Okay. So Selma's coming out. It premieres this weekend, January 9th, and that's going to be exciting. I don't know if I'll be able to catch it this weekend, but I do want to support it. So I'm going to do my best to make sure I do go to the box office and see this, because it is about documenting, you know, the Martin Luther King. And it's an updated movie, and it's going to be good. It looks good, actually. And also the, because I was watching Malcolm X this past week, and I do that. I just watch, when I do have time, which is very rare, mm-hmm. it's not TV, it's usually documentaries, or it's something like a Malcolm X or a hood movie, because those are my favorite type of movies. So, but yeah, I've been on that wave anyway, so I'm ready to see this right now, Selma. I think that's a good way to start out the year, and good way to bring in Black History Month in February. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? We're gonna reach out to a couple guests for Black History Month, because there's actually a lot of conversation in hip hop right now again about white privilege in hip hop. Mm-hmm. You know, as opposed to Black artists, Zinx, who a lot of people may not know of or may know of, is a Black female artist from Harlem, and she basically had like a breakdown on Hot 97 talking about Iggy Azalea and how much his rape culture. She literally start crying, and you know, that sparked a big controversy of, you know, are these artists getting, you know, privilege and
exactly.
you know, nominated for Grammys when their product isn't worth being nominated. And then you have guys like Macklemore that had an interview after her. He admitted to it, like, yeah, I think I get white privilege. I'm not gonna even lie. I should give it for a Grammy. And so and then you have Q-Tip trying to give her a lesson on Black history. It's been a lot going on.
Yeah, that was,
from that perspective.
I saw that.
So I think Black History Month, so I'm having some guests that are highlight and talk to our audience about their position on what they think is going on in hip-hop in regards to the race relations. So I think
absolutely.
That'll be a good discussion.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. I'm all about that. If anything, I try to not contain, if you will, but I try to make sure that I'm when I say things or that when I have a position and a stance, that I do it appropriately, if that makes sense. Because you know, I do have a workplace environment, and we have to be professional. So I'm not always able to. In which I just try to just stay away from it altogether in the workplace, because it's just not an appropriate place to discuss what we should be
not
able to openly, freely discuss. But I don't do it there. So this would be nice to have another outlet to channel just exactly what I would like to say without the ignorance and the back and forth, because I don't do the Facebook and back and forth. I don't do that. But I'm looking forward to us doing that. We definitely should. And like I said, Selma, you guys make sure you go out and support that movie, that film, especially after the hack and you saw the emails about the blatant not wanting to support certain Black actors and actresses. So do your part. We had Jason Weaver on talking about this a while back about supporting Black films. And if you do that, there may be more, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So definitely go see Selma January 9th. And, yeah, I'm going to try to do that. So what else? And, yeah, like you said, Q-Tip, I saw him back and forth with Iggy Azalea. I was proud to see that, and I was happy to see that. What else has happened in the Twitters and in the music-related world?
Man,
is anything?
It's been a lot going on. You know, it's been a lot going on. Of course, everybody in shock that, you know, Lil Wayne wants to leave Cash Money.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know, him and Baby having, you know, want to call it, it's a riff or, you know, it's any type of tension. But now people are saying Wayne actually wants to sue them and actually take this into litigation, which is kind of crazy to me because, you know, these guys are so close.
Yeah.
I don't know where that's going. A lot of artists are loving the fact that Wayne is disconnecting from Cash
yeah.
Money, but to me, I really don't think that I don't believe it, man. I think it might be some other motive behind it.
Yeah.
I just don't think you go calling yourself Birdman Jr. for years on end and then like completely want to disconnect from the man. I don't know. Maybe something happened behind the scenes that we don't know about that makes him want to do this. But it's interesting. I would love to see how this unfolds.
Yeah, I'm the same. I just want to see how it unfolds as well. I really don't even have a stance on it because I know that it can go either way. We've seen Mobb Deep, you know, we've seen the G-Unit split, but then the league, you know, come back. We've seen, and even though that wasn't that many years in, but we've seen this before in some ways, and then we've seen it, you know, be repaired, if you will. So I don't know what to expect, but I'm definitely interested, and they've got my attention. If that's what they were trying to do, they definitely got our attention. So, and I was with you. Like, when we first heard it, I was like, I need to see if this going to be a tweet the next day to say, oh, I got hacked or whatever. Like, so I was trying to see if that would happen, and that didn't yet. So, hey, I don't know. And it doesn't help with this, you know.
We'll see.
I don't know. Well, yeah, but we definitely got to follow that joint, see what happens with Cash Money. What else has taken place recently? What is this deal with Beyonce and Drea and the tweets? And, like, what did Drea say about Beyonce that she was attacked for? Did you hear
Drea
anything
who?
About that? Drea, the...
No, I'm lost with that one. Drea the model?
Yeah. Is she a model? Wasn't she something else before she was a model?
Well, she was a model then.
Well,
she was on Basketball.
Oh, she was on Basketball. Okay, that's right. Yeah, she apparently... she was tweeting something, I guess, about Beyonce and a couple other things, but she was in the blogs heavy about, I guess they went in on her. But they always find a reason to go in on Drea, so that's really not surprising to me. I'm just trying to think, what else? There was something I saw about T.I. I don't know. There was something. But anyways, what do you think about this, the kid, I love Mackinnon. I love him because he's just a normal kid. I don't know how far he'll go, but he's got a great mentor as far as it relates to him artistically. I like him, and I like that song, you know, on a Tuesday, going up on a Tuesday. I like that record.
Right, right.
And it's fun for me. Do you like that?
Waiting to hear more. I like that record.
Yeah.
With that record in the club, I think, you know, Drake getting on the record and putting his sauce on the record made it much more you know, better than it was
exactly.
Originally. I think that you know it's funny, it's crazy that you kind of ask about him because I saw an interview with him on Hot 97 and I just found it really weird how they were trying to basically some type of And I say that because...
What did they say that again? Because it kind of... It had some feedback.
Okay.
There.
They're trying to give him some kind of story. Here's a small backstory on what's recently happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
He had kind of a small Twitter beef with Troy Ave, which is a Brooklyn native rapper.
Mm-hmm.
They did a
mm-hmm.
remix to Going Up for the Going Up on a Tuesday. I think it was Troy Ave, Chris Brown, and Trey Songz, if I'm not mistaken. So the Mankening guy, he tweeted that he in so many thought it's whack that people keep remixing his songs. Troy Ave thought that he was, you know, directing that towards him. So he was like, okay, we're going to see when I see you, fat motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talking shit. We trying to pay your record homage.
Right.
So
right.
Fast forward, he goes to New York to perform at SOB's, if I'm not mistaken. Some dude walks right up to the stage, drags his ass to the stage, pulls Mankening down on the stage and punches him in the head real quick. Let's like one punch right to his head and walked off. So it was kind of crazy because, you know, everybody's like, oh, shit. Like, dude just got yanked and punched in the face while he was performing, right? Everybody goes on an interview now, they're talking to him about that, which I think is it kind of sucks for him because no one really knows the guy's story. They know bits and pieces, right? So when he's at Hot 97, what I found so sad was that the girl, one of the girls that was apparently knows a lot more about him than the other people. Ebro was admitting, like, I don't know much about you, man, but she's going to help me. And his friends threw aside in front of him or something like that. And they, I just found that, like, why is that even relevant to who
right.
this guy is? Why
right.
do we have to bring some type of death and drugs around this dude
yeah.
to be like, oh, he got some real shit going on in his life? Like, his friend committed fucking
yeah.
suicide, okay?
Yeah.
What
yeah.
the what the fuck got to do with his story as a rapper? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's so funny how, you know, dude, do I respect what you life? I don't know you until you tell me what's going on, right?
Yeah.
So in the interview, if I'm pulling something out of you, it don't got to be no fucking morbid shit like your
yeah.
man committing suicide for me. Think you real? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What the fuck is that? Like, I was just like, why are they even talking about his man's killing himself in front of him?
Yeah.
Like, that was just real weird to me. And I was like, I hope hip hop is not going to the route where everybody go to jail or have somebody
yeah.
dead around them or have
yeah.
crazy going in their life. You to respect
yeah.
their art.
Yeah, because, you know, this everyday people go have stuff happening in their life and real stuff happening. So if we just went, I mean, everybody does have a story, but, and I understand that some of these things that happen in life are life-changing events and they, you know, take you on a certain journey. But I agree with you. Can we learn about that at a later date? Maybe let's get to know you, the artist, and who you are and who you want to become, and then maybe later, you know, revisit. Now, we always start out, you know, childhood, background, blah, blah, blah. But I understand what you mean. I have to go back and hear the interview, but I know if you're saying what you're saying, it was too much emphasis on something that was irrelevant to the entirety, you know, to what it should have been. So I have to go back
even go see. It was very weird.
Yeah, I totally get you.
It was,
understand
it was
without
very
knowing.
Weird.
I feel you on that without even knowing what you're talking about, because I hate when people do that too. But and it's not a laughing or fun matter at all. Bobby Shmurda has real charges, and this is very real, and it's another young black male, as well as many others, in the courtroom. So it's not, or in the prison, rather. So I haven't been following the story. I did know that Jeezy, his situation, I followed that one. When they had tried to put something on Jeezy, or whatever it was. But I wasn't going to play with that. I was watching as if it were family member, and I was really dedicated to the whole situation. So he was, you know, that's over and done with. But, yeah, this Bobby Shmurda thing, this is unfortunate. And I was really, really proud of him and happy for him. So, yeah, it's just, I hate that happened. And you know, also speaking
let me,
of
let me
DVD,
let me say something about that real quick too on that Bobby
yeah,
Smurf.
Yeah.
Just real quick. Any guys out there that are man, these people are watching you if you really in that life. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you really can't be a gang that's really putting murder game down and expect these people not to be on your ass before you even become some rap superstar. So if you become
mm-hmm.
a rap superstar and y'all actively out there putting that gun game down,
yeah,
please don't mention that shit in those songs, yo.
Yeah.
They have specifics and they're come out on these attempted murder charges.
Yeah.
A lot of people thought Bobby Smurda said, "Bitch caught a body about a week ago."
No,
that's
he said,
the most famous line in the song. He actually
it
said
is.
A guy's name.
He did.
It's Mitch.
Mitch. Caught a body about
it,
a week ago.
Is his man. And they
yeah.
actually look. They looking into all that shit now. Like,
yeah.
you can't do that shit, man. And it,
yeah.
it's so crazy how. And this shit hurt me when I seen them niggas getting
yeah.
pulled off. A fucking chain gang, but I was just like, they really gonna use against it and read the charges, read what they were trying to do in regards to his song and how they broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whoa, man, this is
mm-hmm.
bad. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they get out of this jam. And when they
mm-hmm.
do get out of this jam, understand, I guess the OGs or they click or whatever, that these guys can't be the shooters no more. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because they the face of helping
exactly.
y'all get out of this shit, man. Because,
exactly.
you know, you got the prominent dudes got heavy charges on them right now, man. So
yeah, no,
it's kind of
crazy.
That's not. And I'm praying for them boys, though. I could be Glenn and you know, a lot of in America where you know mostly we grow up, man, you can't be no
mm-hmm.
sucker, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
a lot of cats is out there shooting and doing what they got to do to survive, but when this guy starts transitioning out of that and making your whole crew money because
then
he had a hot
exactly.
wreck, now y'all gotta figure out a way to get them boys away from that.
Exactly. And they have crews just in departments dedicated for this. I mean, they called it hip hop police, but they have, best believe they're on this and they're ready. And you know, they're just like they be on Instagram and Facebook and all that. But you're a number one target once you're out there and you have that platform. So hopefully, this I don't want to call it a learning experience, but hopefully they do, you know, make something. I just hope that he you know, is able to take the lesser of whatever it is that he's facing, because it is a lot and it's very serious. But and I thought about it too on New Year's Eve. I did go out and I heard a song and everybody was doing the dance and I was like, wow, this is just sad that you had one of the hottest songs of the year and you're exactly of the world and of the whole, you know, you had a good hit and now everybody's out enjoying themselves, bringing the new year to your record, and you're not. So that I thought about him in that moment, and I was like, wow, this is crazy. And I just surveyed the room and looked at how everybody was enjoying themselves, and I was like, wow, he can't even enjoy himself out here with these people like that. But anyway.
And he's even good in the interviews too, man. Like,
yes, he is.
He lets people know.
He knows what
the kids know.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have joined a gang, man, you know. My regret, my gang, I'm in the gang, that's my shit, but I would tell kids out there, don't join the gang, because a lot of people are going to end up being not who they are. So he would always give the
yeah.
right message. And
he
this
did.
Is a great, this is why I like GS9. GS9, they actually have fun with what they're doing,
yeah.
but they're the
yeah.
guys that are really pulling triggers and doing shit. Like, you got so many people out here that fake the hardness, like they're
That's
some
right.
super gangster that they can't even smile, they can't dance.
Exactly.
The ones, you know what I'm saying? They're not the ones
yeah.
out there got this, let me not even be able to talk to this dude, you know, get him the fuck out of here, or just his hard persona.
Right.
And you're not even doing half the shit that these kids are doing. That's out
yeah.
there trying to have a good time because their life
yeah.
is full of that crazy shit. Any moment
yeah.
they get to have a good time, they try to have it. So
exactly.
I saw that in GS9. Like, oh, these cats going into Miami, they
have
running
fun.
Around.
Exactly.
They have a blast.
Exactly.
So,
and but,
that's why
they,
I hate
and
to
they
really
will,
see that for the
Exactly. I really do. And I was excited for him. And when everybody, how did he get a deal? I was, you know, I hate when we have to explain to be happy for people when they get something. We always have to go through this with Trinidad James, with Bobby Shmurda, and even with I Love Mackinac. So anyway, it's just a shame. But in other news, though, Jeezy, back to Jeezy, because he took all the kids to see Annie over the Christmas holiday. He's got a foundation out there, and he took all the kids to do that, and I thought that was pretty dope that he, you know, gave them coats and you know,
Which,
gifts and everything like that.
Definitely.
And they weren't no cheap gifts. They were getting some really nice things. So I definitely have to salute and support. And it wasn't, you didn't see it in the blogs everywhere either, which is, I hate that. They never, you know, nobody's really out there doing putting it all out when it's positive. I don't think it's intentional, but we should do more of, you know, showcasing positive things and talking about positive news as well that these artists are doing versus everything bad happening. Lamar shot me a text, and I feel bad for not knowing this, saying T.I. just opened a restaurant. So congratulations to T.I., and I'm sure it's in Atlanta, so we'll have to go check that out.
Yeah, I actually saw that T.I. opened a restaurant in Atlanta. I actually saw that today. Yep.
Yeah, so shout out to him, and have to go see what that's about and see, get the dining experience over there just because. But I guess that's it. You know, again, tonight is the icebreaker night, and we want to welcome you guys back into 2000 or to the cut in 2015 as well, because we didn't do that. And we do have a Facebook page, Global 14 The Cut. We do have a YouTube as well. We have our Twitter at Global 14 The Cut, so you guys can follow us on there and keep up with everything we've got going on. We're going to be a little bit more active on there, again, like Golden said, implementing new social networks so we can connect the dots, if you will. And we will be at these conferences, one of us, if not all of us. So make sure you link up with us as well individually so we can network with you when you touch down and when we are there. So I'm at Onyx254 on pretty much all the social networks.
And I'm the Golden Fleece, THAGOENFECE on all the social networks. So hit us up, man. Like we said, reintroduction to the new year show tonight where we just enter between, you know, myself and O. But the guests are coming up, man. The A&Rs are coming up, man. The stars are coming up. 2015, we're going to have a lot of great people. So make sure you tune in. Look for our social networks where we tell you what's going on. And follow us, man. But, yeah, today's been a long day. We're about to enjoy. You know what? We should watch Empire so we could talk about Empire on the next show. So
yes, I'm definitely going to go do that. Watch Empire, get ready for that. And shout out to Lamont, also the tech holding it down. He's got a Twitter as well, baby_Batos.
Yes,
and you can find that on our Twitter at Global 14 The Cut. But yeah, we're here. And if you guys have questions, comments, you want a guest, you want us to try to get a guest, you know, start networking with us and calling in, asking questions, doing more, participating more, and we can grow and build together. So we'd like to do that with you guys. Let us know. So, yeah, I think that's it. We're going to ride out to actually one of our supporters who has been faithful and just, you know, always never misses the episode, never, always goes back and plays them. And I know because they'll hit me up and say, y'all had me rolling at this part, or, you know, I agree with y'all on this. Like, he never misses, and you guys don't have to read this because you can go back and play these episodes. But this is actually
yep.
Cartier, and it's called Black America. We premiered this the night of the Indie Review, and we're going to play it again tonight. It's appropriate, so we're going to do that.
Yeah, that's the homie
that's
right
it.
There. Shout out Cartier. I love his
that's
shit.
That's right. That's right, and he is up for an SEA nominee as Most Slept On Artist, as well as I am for a Hustler of the Year. So SEA Awards, we still doing that. You guys can go and get your vote on. But yeah, we're back next Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And that's it. Anything else?
Gone.
All right.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nigga, what it is?